Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again, man. Y'all already know, man. It's Walker the Walker. Got a good one for you for today, so y'all go ahead and strap in. Before we tap in, I'm gonna let you guys know off rip, we don't own the copyrights and none of the music. We just like the vibe. I'm gonna give a good quick shout out to this artist at the end of the show. But let's get into it. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, just want to say thank you for tuning in to Walker the Walker. I'm your man, Lou Walker. We don't own the copyrights and none of the music, but that music is called Tokyo Groove by the artist Adam Howley. Never heard of that guy, but he's pretty.
Never.
Seems pretty good. Seems pretty solid. Knows what he's doing on that guitar. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your man, Lou Walker. Sitting across from me is the OG himself. That's Mr. OG Joe. OG Joe.
Yeah.
How we feeling today, boss?
Feeling good today.
No, that's right.
Yeah, feeling good today.
I know that's right, man.
We've been able to cool down the city a little bit with the weather, you know, as far as the rain.
I tell you what, man, it's one of those gifts and curses, because as a delivery driver on the side, you know, to be in a position to sit there and complain about how hot it is outside. Oh, it's so hot. And then you get all this rain and you're just like, yeah, that heat wasn't too bad. But I mean, it is what it is, man. So what's on tap for today, boss? What are we talking about?
We're going to contrast the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, here we, you know, we select sides based on what? You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was a legitimate question.
Well, not yet, but it will come to, you know, that as a question.
Okay.
You know, so I was kind of pondering this thing for a while now, and I tried to understand today. Now we got, you know, the millennials and all the gens that are coming up through the ranks.
Right.
You know, and I was trying to figure out how did they decide their political aspirational party?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it mom and dad's party that they just inadvertently decide to,
okay,
you know, to choose?
Mm-hmm.
Did they spend any time researching to understand the difference in the parties? How did they reach their consensus to be a Democrat or Republican or an NPA or whatever, independents, you know?
Okay.
So, but before we get right there, I just want to make this one statement, because we, you know, we're less than 60 days or thereabout from November 5th, you know, so you need to be gathering as much information about the candidates that you can set your eyes on. High school young adults.
Okay.
If you're 16, you can register or pre-register for voting at age 16 while you're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to your 18th birthday, you'll be eligible to vote. But in doing so, you got to have your Florida driver's license or ID.
All right.
So it's not a register nor an NP to go ahead and pre-register these young adults, so that they can prepare themselves for their lives. So anyone registered to vote in the state of Florida and living in Duval County may vote at any early voting site during early voting.
Mm.
which will be held from October 21st to November 3rd.
Okay.
If you're an eligible voter living in Duval County, you can start your early voting October 21st through November 3rd. So.
Now, when you say early voting, you're speaking towards...
You know, because some...
mail-ins, you're talking like there's...
Early voting.
There's sites, offices, things like that available for them?
Primarily, you know, people, cause I think people look at voting, particularly the boomers. Hmm. You know, the gathering is like a social vice or something, you know. I you know, I go by the polls during voting times. And you just see these people just kind of gathering in the lines, and they're just actually indulging one another, you know. And I think a lot of people kind of find that to be some kind of social event.
I don't know. You know? I personally don't agree with it. Just bringing it back to 2008, when, you know, Barack Obama had made the election, you know, and the amount of riots that was led because of that their election. I don't really care too much for the social gathering as the boomers would. You know, I'm the type of person, no, I don't want you to make it as convenient as to where I could just place my ballot online. But I would rather place my ballot at home and send it to you. Because it's not to say that this is going to happen in Jacksonville or even in Florida for that matter, but somebody is going to be bold enough to ask that who are you voting for question, which is literally going to be like, okay, but I would rather you're voting Harris. Might rub somebody the wrong way based on that comment, based on their reaction. It stirs up too much in that spot. There's not enough camaraderie in the voting polls as it used to be, in my opinion.
Well, you know, and so I hear you. But see, here's the thing, man. We gotta be more mature about this thing. You know, because the facts stands as they are. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't dilute them. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't remove them. They're there.
Right.
She's running in the place of Biden, mm-hmm. and he's on, and Trump's on the ballot as well. It shouldn't be a secret, but most people would not diverge who they vote for, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're a proud citizen,
right.
of your country,
okay.
let the people know, hey, I support whomever. You know, what I mean, when it's all said and done, whoever you supported, they win or lose.
But then it's tough to do something like that when you live in such a state like Florida, where I'm speaking Florida in general, because it doesn't matter how many Democrats live here, we're outnumbered by the Republicans
by a million.
Exactly.
You know, by a million. But so, that doesn't create a battleground.
It doesn't, but the attitudes of those millions will create that battleground.
Well, yeah.
We would have to be...
I approach it from a different perspective, because here's the reason why I say that.
Mm.
Because suppose you have a friend that's opposite your party.
Mm-hmm.
And he or she doesn't say I'm Democrat, Republican, or whatever, mm. but we engage in a conversation about the parties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may, through the conversation, may be able to appeal to one's understanding or misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we shouldn't be secret agents.
I agree.
Because a lot of people are being misled,
mm-hmm.
you know, about the parties.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're not talking about it, then they go all the way to to the land of Oz, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They go all the way to the land of Oz, man, on the wrong path.
But in the same breath, to your point,
let me finish this. Without your intentions verbally to try to convert them, we're just diversing now. We're just having a conversation.
But everything is also perspective based. Granted, it's a every man and woman dream to be able to have a conversation with a Democrat or opposite party of what you represent. Let me say it like that. For you to be able to have that conversation and go, well, I'm a Democrat because of XYZ. Well, I'm a Republican because of XYZ. Well, if you really think about it like this, da 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 da. If you think about it like this, da 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 da. If you're having those type of conversations and the issues are really what the merits of that conversation, then yeah, I'd encourage that kind of conversation. But in the world that we live in, unfortunately, the world that we live in, as soon as I start making sense to you, all of a sudden, it's personal.
well, but see, someone has to do that. That's why you have these pollsters. That's why you have people campaigning on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because someone has to let the people know what your candidate represents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be a secret agent, guess what? You'll never be a good recruit. But I get your point. It's a contentious discussion, you know, because everybody is wired up. And it's only because they feel like their candidate is losing. You know, they get really wired when it seems like they're losing, any one of them. You know, so yeah, I get the point, but I'm not going to be a secret agent.
It's not about being a secret.
Well, no, what I mean by that, I'm not going to not talk about the issues or a candidate because you may get angry or upset.
And I'm not here to disagree with that.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, I'm not going to have that conversation outside the poll booth. No, I'm not.
That's you. You're
that's just, yeah, right. Yeah, because I don't want to be like, so you do realize that if Trump wins, this is what happens to you, right?
You know,
I think I seen a commercial. I think I seen a commercial where it was talking about the Amendment 4, how it was very vague, and then it's instead of it being a law, it's a loophole, and this, that, and third, vote no on Amendment 4, and I seen the commercial for all that, and I'm just sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, like, if I go in there and I tell a young lady, you know, if you vote no on Amendment 4, then late term abortions from that guy that raped you is no longer an option. Now all of a sudden I'm getting accused of swaying the vote and all these other little heinous accusations that I really don't have time for. Now, if we're having a conversation before the election, anywhere between October and November, we're having that conversation. I would love to have that conversation. I have no problem being that agent to go, hey, this is why you need to vote this way. Have no problem. But standing in there, and let's be honest, for every Democrat, there's like 50 or 60 Republicans, you're getting jumped. Like, these guys are going to be taking it so personal that they're going to start literally going from the merits of the vote to your personal life.
Yeah, like, well, you know, whatever makes them happy. I mean, so if I feel like, you know, sharing with an individual my perspective on the issue, you know, if you don't want to hear it,
that's my thought.
Yeah, if you don't want to hear what I,
if you don't agree, don't listen.
Well, you ain't got to agree. You don't have to agree. But see, that's the issue with adults and politics and young adults and politics. Look, we're not. You don't have to agree with what someone is saying to you.
Of course.
But as an adult, you should be intelligent enough to have the conversation. See, that's where we lose it at. We can't even talk.
No, you're right.
People can't even talk.
Yeah.
You know, and that's immature, man. Because, look, at the end of the day, I'm going home to my house, you going home to your house, and these candidates going home to their residence.
Yeah.
You know, and guess what? What have you accomplished by getting upset?
And then another thing, and to your point, another thing that you mentioned in one of the past previous episodes, it was like, okay, it doesn't matter if I'm advocating for Democrats. It doesn't matter if I'm advocating for Republicans. Whoever wins has to take care of the people.
Very well said.
You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Trump wins. He still got to take care of the Democrat folk. What'd he go pass the ball? He going to pass the law? All Democrats have to pay the additional taxes. And, you know, we Republicans, we've been Republicans for a long time. We don't need to pay taxes. We're going to get those taxes out of here.
You know, and so, excuse me. At the end of the day, just as you said,
you still got to take care of the people.
You got to take care of the people. You're the owner of the country now.
You know what I mean?
You know, we the people, we select you. We voted for you.
Right.
You know? We put you in command.
It's not like the views are far off.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? So, assume the responsibility, you know, because you're in the driver's seat now.
Absolutely.
But so when they talk about these things, it's in terms of liberalism and conservative. I don't think people quite understand exactly what that is.
Hmm.
So,
put them on game, OG. What that mean?
Believing, this is liberals, believing in equality.
Okay.
And individual liberty.
Okay.
Supporting private property and individual rights.
Okay.
Supporting the ideal of limited constitutional government. Recognizing the importance of related values such as pluralism, toleration, anatomy, bodily integrity, and consent.
Oof.
Now, liberal are thought to be Democrats.
Right.
So when I was reading that definition, I was trying to figure out how is it that anyone political party can have a problem with equality?
Capitalism.
How can you have a problem with equality in America?
Capitalism.
Well, I mean, even in capitalism, you got to have equality.
But there's a problem with equality because in capitalism, somebody has to have more than the other.
but if you choose capitalism, you choose equality because that's the ground rule.
I'm not going to keep going because what I want to say is going to get us in trouble.
Individual liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Who has a problem with individual liberty?
Everybody got the right to do their own thing.
Do your own thing. You're mm-hmm. in America. That's what America is.
Right.
Democrat or Republican.
Right.
Okay? Supporting private property.
What Republican don't like their private property being taken care of?
And individual rights.
Well, maybe they, I don't know. I'm starting
your
to believe
individual rights. You have a right, right, and this is your individual right. When you go to the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
those are the laws of the land, but it singles you as an individual when it comes to freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you as an individual has the freedom of speech.
Right.
You have the freedom to bear arms.
Right.
You know, those are your individual rights, but they're the law of the land. So if you support liberalism as a Democrat, why is that an issue?
I get that. Yeah, I get that.
You know, supporting the ideal of limited constitutional government. Now, I'm not too...
Wait, say that last part one more time.
It says, supporting the ideal of limited constitutional government.
Oh, yeah, no.
Recognizing the importance of related values such as bodily integrity and consent. See, so all of this has to do with your individual rights And I don't see, as a labor Democrats, as liberals, okay? Then on the other hand, conservative in the United States is based on a belief of individualism. Same thing as they say about the Dems, right? Mm-hmm. Traditionalism, republicanism, and limited federal governmental powers in relation to the United States. Mm. Okay? Now, where we have a problem with the Republicans at right here is they're saying traditionalism taking them off the beaten path. Now where an individual at this point in time doesn't have his own rights, individual rights.
The nonsense out there in Salem back in the day. If you was able to do the things that nobody else was able to do, you were a witch.
Yeah.
In that traditionalism.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The simple fact that we got Usain Bolt running the meter dash and 9.4 seconds. Oh, he's a witch. Let's burn him. No, you can't live like that. Like, come on. Some traditions shouldn't be withheld. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's how the
I sounded biased. I sounded real biased. I'm so sorry.
I mean, you know, but see, here's the thing with living in America.
Okay.
That's an individual choice.
You're right.
That's an individual right.
Right.
And see, so we can have these biases.
We can, but on Walker to Walker, we're giving both sides. We can't be biased to win.
You know, and so that's why I was saying about when you're standing in the line to vote.
Yeah.
You know, it may seem biased that I'm voting for Trump or for Kamala Harris or Biden. It may seem biased, but guess what? That's my right. That's my individual right.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a right to be biased. That's how we come to decision making. You know, it's by our biased opinions about things, you know. And if we don't carry those, then guess what? We're thoughtless. We're mindless. If you have no bias about anything.
That's that go with the flow guy.
Yeah, well, that guy don't even, he got to be biased about that because he's got to decide whether he want to go with the flow.
Nah, because you know? Those are the guys that don't make a decision and it gets chose for them.
You get sucked up in the sauce pack.
Look, and it's just like, well, this where I am now.
So the economic ideals of these political parties.
Okay.
The Democrat says minimum wages and progressive taxation.
Okay.
Which means higher tax rates for higher income brackets.
Okay.
Okay, and that was born out of the anti-federalist idea, but
pretty logical.
Evolved over time to favor more governmental regulations. Now, that to me just sounds so right. You know, that sounds so, let me see how I want to say it, the way it's supposed to be.
I don't know.
Well, think about it, Joe. Here's the thing. Higher tax rates for higher income earners. See, the reason we're where we are today, where billionaires today are paying half the taxes that someone that's making $1 billion less than they are.
Right.
You know, how is that equitable?
It's not equitable. No, but in the same breath, if you're gonna say that that's an issue, then that's like saying The credit standpoint is an issue.
It is too.
I don't know because so you're telling me a person that has a great credit history, 800 credit score,
900 or whatever.
They got to pay more interest than that of somebody that has a lower credit score.
Quite the opposite.
So the person with the better credit score should have the better interest.
They get, and that's the way it is today, even as we speak.
Right.
You know, higher so, credit score.
So where does it feel like, where is it okay to have a penalty, which is what they would call it, a penalty for more taxes, for more money you make it? I feel like once you hit a certain bracket of income, your tax should be a little less than that of those that, just kind of like a motivational tool. Like, well, hell, if they're making 20, 30, 40K a year and I'm taking all of these taxes, that should motivate them to go make the six figures and we'll take less.
So when you consider that on an individual level,
mm-hmm.
you know, that sounds fair. That sounds like an argument to be had.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, it sounds like you're on a higher scale.
Well, because, you know, as a citizen of your country,
mm-hmm.
as a countryman, you know, here's what's not happening.
Okay.
They're moving up Maslow's hierarchy.
Okay.
Okay. And they've gotten to the point of self-actualization.
Okay.
You see, but in going there, they didn't consider their fellow man. And see, this is, and I know it's a stretch, but see, so the Democrats are saying, hey, look, guys, we see that, and see, here's the irony of this whole thing, because you made $10 billion
mm-hmm.
off of who?
Off of them.
Right, right. So now you got all the money
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to help with the rest of the world, and these people supported you. Wait now. These people bought your products. These people used your products.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up with $100 billion and you think paying 15% tax and they're paying 28% tax, you think that's equitable and fair?
I mean,
think about it.
No, you're right.
That's all the Dems are saying.
No, you're right. However, I ain't put a gun in their head to make them buy my product.
But see, that's kind of a moot statement, but I get the point.
I get you.
But if we did not, and if we do not support you,
mm-hmm.
guess where you going to be next week?
Next to y'all in the bracket.
Exactly. You know. See, so how long is it going to take you to spend $1 billion? Not in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all the Dems are trying to do is say, hey, look, guys, we supported you. We, as in the society,
mm-hmm.
we supported you in your endeavors mm-hmm. to make it to the $1 billion bracket. Mm. All we're asking you to do is to pay a little bit more. So, and we'll continue buying your products, using your products, or whatever it is that you do that we put you there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't wake up today and magically became a billionaire.
But see, I feel like when you're out there and you're making a certain amount of money, you know, it's the amount of taxes where it's Richter scaled. If you make $100, and you take 7% off it, 7.5% out of that, you're taking $7.50.
Okay.
If I make $1 million and you take 7.5% off of that, you're taking $70,500 or $70,500.
Okay.
That just seems like a lot of money to give back to you as a person that has earned every dollar that I've gotten.
Now, don't look at what's taken. Look at what you kept that you didn't have before you made the million.
I don't care. I don't have a million now. Like, I made a million, but now after 70,000 is taken off, I'm sitting with like 930?
We'll just call it 930. But guess what? You got 930, but Joe Schmuck got 93. You
see? That's his fault.
Yeah, it is his fault. It is his fault.
Right.
But it's our fault as a society to let you get away with paying only 10%, you know, for the scenario that we're using here.
Now, I will give you the just dues when it comes to it, because it's almost criminal to be in a position of taking more taxes from the people that barely got it. Especially since the people that barely have it are the backbones of the society. All of these billionaires, millionaires, trillionaires, they're not making all that money unless we're the ones buying it.
Exactly.
So I do, to your point, yeah. I do understand, you know, lowering the brackets as the Democrats would want, lowering the taxes for the lower class, just so that we can have a freaking fighting chance in this world. Because let's be honest, what's the buddy that do the interest rates? The banker, what's his name?
Oh yeah, you talking about
one that's supposed to be fighting for to lower our interest rates. But buddy, you know, you put up $300,000 house, you know, at 7% interest. You know, a monthly payment of 25 is not something that a 15, how you got the minimum wage sitting at 15 an hour, you know, that somebody on
you
that.
You can't buy that.
At all. So, and a lot of people, and I'm not here to throw shade in any way, shape, or form, but you got people like Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Bezos, all of these guys that said, the hell with college, you know, we're going to make $1 million profit off of this, da 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 da. And y'all advertise these guys so much that these kids don't think of a purpose of going to school. So they say, the hell with college. They start off on this entrepreneur. Y'all not telling them on the back end how long it's going to take for this grind. So now they're either feeling discouraged, or they're in a position where they're running low on funds trying to build this dream. And now they got to come out here into the workforce, and guess what all they get? 15 an hour. How are we supposed to survive when you have house marketing at $300,000, which puts anybody at $2,400, $2,500 a month, and they're only making $2,000?
Well, see, so back to the original statement.
Okay.
You, a billionaire,
right,
and you build all these houses and you price them out of the reach of the ordinary person.
Right.
You know, these people are here to survive because of the American dream.
Right.
You know, and American dream says, okay, you finish high school, you go to college, you get married and go to college, or go to college and then get married, you know, make some babies, or buy a house and make some babies, or make some babies and buy a house and a car, and, you know, the white picket fence, and, you know, that's the American dream.
Right, right.
So you've just destroyed my American dream, because you put up $300,000 home that I can't afford. Because you want to give me $10, $12 an hour, $15 an hour. You know? So where's the equity in that?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm with you.
Now when we come to the Republicans, check out what the Republicans believe: taxes should be increased for anyone, including the wealthy, and that wages should be set by the free market.
Nah.
Wages should be set by the free market.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to sound biased. It sounds like somebody that wants to bend and flip the economy based on the stock market. Just saying.
Well, I mean, when you consider capitalism, capitalism deals with the free market.
Right.
In other words, you go out and you make as much money as you can, and it's all yours. You know, and you don't have to worry about Joe Schmuck over here.
Right.
You know. Minimum wage taxes increases all of this used in the same breath. So now you're going to give me minimum wage and
increase your taxes.
Increase my taxes, you know, and then make me survive, attempt to survive in a free market where you can wake up tomorrow and suddenly that $300,000 home now costs $400,000.
Just because you feel like it.
Well, because it's a free market.
Right. You know? No, that's what I'm saying.
You know, for no...
I don't see... And that's why I refuse to side with the Republicans because, and, you know, I might have a different change of heart, a different mind frame when the podcast starts bringing in some real deal money and now we're arguing about, you know, we're making millions of dollars. Now I'm looking like, why I got to pay taxes? But I feel like the guys up there are not really paying attention or never having really been in the situation down here to where they're like, damn, you know, we are making it hard for them to live while advertising them to buy our stuff.
Yeah, you know, and so this is what, you know, my conjecture was when we started this outsourcing to foreign countries.
Right.
You know, and I'm going like, okay, so let me try to wrap my mind around this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to have a product that you generated, made, built, created in America.
Mm.
So you don't want to spend the money in America to mass produce because you don't want to pay me $50 an hour
to do so.
To do the job.
Right.
So let me see now. I'm gonna take the product and I'm gonna outsource it to the Philippines or China and pay those people like $1 an hour or $1 a day to mass produce. Have it shipped back to America, pay, you know, the taxes, you know, the tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
On the product, and then bring it back to America. Now you want me to buy it.
It's like a spit in the face, isn't it?
Now you want me to buy it. You didn't want me to help you make them.
But you want me to buy it.
But you want me to buy it. You send it out the country to get it mass produced.
Let me tell you something, OG. The more you explain it like this, the more pissed I'm getting now.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the reality of it.
No, I'm with you. The more people realize that, you'll have more people like AT&T and what was the next one that was
Verizon's
getting ready to. No, I'm not even speaking that, but AT&T's on a strike right now.
Yeah, right. There you go.
You know, so, you know, you had so that puts me in a worry world of, okay, so if AT&T workers are tired of being, you know, scrutinized and underpaid and overworked, what are you going to do? You're going to outsource me? You're going to send my AT&T out there to India or wherever it is that these guys go to and then pay these guys $9 an hour to do what we do over here.
If that much.
If that much. To do what we do here. But then you dare to stand on your platform and say you care about the people.
Try your customer service for your carrier.
Okay.
And just your customer service.
Uh-huh.
And see what dialect you get to speak to.
I'll be honest with you. When I call driver support when I got issues, it's heads or tails. I'll catch an American, I'll catch an Indian, I'll catch a, you know, one of those
Asian or whatever.
You know what I mean? It's heads or tails. However, the idea that you have me being serviced by someone, no disrespect to any customer service reps that work from home. No disrespect to you all. But you have me literally working, answering questions and giving information to a person that doesn't live in my city to understand where I am and what I'm going through. Because I always was one to argue, okay, here's a job that Jacksonville people could possibly get. Every carrier has a route GPS'd out. There's somebody that puts the route together. Why is that job to somebody else that don't live here?
Look, that's funny that you say that because I know of a certain company, you know, that a routing service in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But they live the hell in New York.
You know what I mean?
They don't even know where the road starts or begins or ends.
You know what I mean? They don't know. They don't know about the construction coming in. They don't know about the future construction that's going to be coming in.
Now, in one breath now, I could argue against that whole thought. Because here's the thing, and this may be, just maybe,
okay,
you know, the reason why, you know, customer service is outsourced.
Okay, talk to me.
Suppose you, let's say the mayor.
Okay.
Suppose you're the governor.
Okay.
Of the state, a mayor of a
city. Prestige role. Prestige role.
Yeah, big time lawyer, Morgan and Morgan. Or,
oh, okay.
You know.
Can I be fair and fair?
Fair and fair.
I remember they number ever since it was 296-5555 or 2640700.
I think Harold and Harold. I think I remember them because their father would always say, "We're still on the back of the phone book."
I remember that too.
But you know, and I think, you know, because people can't, you know, privacy is a real thing. You know, and if you're one of those individuals that we just named out, you know, how would you like for your local citizens to be able to discuss your affairs?
I get you.
You know, and I go there because I think that's what sometimes that's what this is all about.
Right. Well, in that light, I get it because you don't want to have a rough day at the job and you catch a customer service rep. That just so happens to know, you know, your information. I know damn well you ain't getting loud with me. Don't, isn't this you, 5847 Michigan Ave? Isn't this you? Like, I'll spray your house up.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
I get that. Because
when they can't get the service that's required, you know.
Now, in that light, I can understand customer service being in a different area. But I was still going to be willing to argue that when you're talking about routings and GPS, I feel like that should be in the job of the person that lives here. Just because you don't know about the construction roads, you don't know about what's coming up, what's disappearing, what used to be here, what's not here no more, what house is abandoned, et cetera, et cetera. You just assume, oh, there's a house on this GPS because that Google guy came through like 3 months ago. Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It doesn't help us at all. You know what I mean? But no, to your point though, I feel like this was a much needed episode just on the strength of a lot of people do not really realize the differences between Democrat and Republican. So, you know, I'm just gonna, you know, I'm kind of wrap it up here. You asked the question at the beginning of the show earlier. You were like, what made you your political party? Yeah, I just wanted. Did you have anything for that? Or?
Well, it's just like going to the restaurant.
Okay.
Okay. You want to have dinner,
right?
Okay. You have a vague ideal of what the restaurant serves, but you don't know precisely.
Okay.
Okay, so you would do what? Ask the waitress, or they would automatically give you a menu.
Of course.
You know, you peruse the menu, and you start seeing the meals or the foods that they serve.
Okay.
Political affiliations should be decided somewhat in the same manner.
I give you that.
You know, in other words, what's your value system on taxation? What's your value system on abortions, you know, or religion, or any of these philosophical issues that we take arms with? You know, what do you know about these issues for either party?
Right.
You know, what are their platform? What do they believe in? What are their biases? You know, do they all believe in the same thing? You know, so if you don't have that information, then it's not going to be.
It's not valid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't make a rational, conscious decision.
Right.
On those issues, because guess what? You don't know what they represent.
And it's funny you said that, because when I was in high school, we actually had courses and there was actually a program in the school where we used to go to the library and we used to register to vote. And before we used to go down to that library and do that, we had a lesson in the class speaking of what Democrats wanted, what Republicans wanted, what their views were, how we're going to go. And when you went in there to register to vote, you made your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what bothered me is that you gave me everything out on the table. They don't do this anymore. And this is what I fear about our future. They gave us everything on the table. The good, the bad, the uglies, the woes.
Mm-hmm.
And we still picked based on our parents.
Well, you see, and that's why I asked that question. How does individual, particularly, and I said the millennials.
Right.
And we go with the Zs.
The gens. We all have a history of whatever my parents did.
Yeah. And that's why I ended up at one point drinking Maxwell House coffee.
Okay.
Because that's what my mother and father would drink every morning.
Right.
So when I grew up and moved into adulthood,
mm-hmm.
I go to shop for Maxwell House coffee.
Gotcha.
You know, because it was always good to the last drop.
And had nothing. Had not a thought of giving Folgers a go.
Never thought about it. You know, in fact, I would go into the supermarket and I wouldn't even look at Folgers.
Hey, but you know? same with in my perspective, growing up on Mahatma Rice.
Yeah.
And then married to a woman that says, "Babe, you want this Zatarain's? I'll slap you right here." What? Zatarain's.
We weren't brought up on that. What is that?
Man, we Mahatma guys. What, get this crap out of my face. I'm mad now. Like,
yeah, you know, so you know, that was the question. You know, how are you all deciding your political affiliation? You know, do your due diligence. You know,
must.
It's written. It's in the books.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the books, and we say books, but you know, we know the books now is the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all there. Look at the information that's provided for these guys, man, because it's put there for that purpose. It's not just to create an autobiography for them.
Right.
You know, it's there for your knowledge so you'll know who you're supporting and why you're supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't set right with your spirit that the Democrats want to raise tax brackets on the billionaires, you know, then guess what? Don't vote for the Democrats.
That part.
You know, if it doesn't sit right with you that the Republicans want to challenge women's health.
Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. Then don't vote for Republicans.
Amendment 4, for those that don't know.
You know, or if with our local issues. You know, if you have a problem with marijuana or smoking of marijuana.
Amendment 3.
Don't vote for Amendment 3 if you have a problem with it. But mm-hmm. the thing of it is to educate yourself about all of those issues so that you'll make an educated decision, not just one that's purely party affiliated or person affiliated, you know. So
this is where it boils down, ladies and gentlemen, huh? Democrats are for the people. Republicans are for themselves. Now, I know that sounds kind of, that sounded kind of like biased. I know it sounded biased, but let's think about it. We said that Democrats are all about equality. They want to make sure that everybody has an equal level ground to come up into this world. We also said that Republicans also give a free market in which the head honchos select that market for the rest of the people. So again, are you selfish? Or are you for the people? Are you Democrat? Or are you Republican? There's no other way to put it, people.
Plain and simple, cut and dry.
You know what I mean? And ladies and gentlemen, listen up, man. October, what, 21st to November 3rd, early vote. November 5th, actual vote. Did we miss the deadline for registration? Are we already out of the hoop, or we can still register?
We can still register at some point, yeah.
There's still time, ladies and gentlemen. Get your registering in. There hasn't been, and this is going to sound biased too, forgive me, there hasn't been a more important election than the Obama election. I'm just not because of the black, but it just seems like a black person seems to come into office anytime change is really needed. Now, I'm not saying Kamala Harris is the answer. Trump might be the answer. We don't know. He might be cool with all of these dictators around the world. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, man, but I just saw an article this morning where Vladimir Putin endorses Kamala Harris.
Man, he's going to see, and there's a hidden agenda on that one.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm just saying, so I don't know how cool Trump is with him, because they was always pushing, this Russian crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Nah, I'm with you. I hear you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Y'all got all the time in the world between now and November 5th to make your conscious decisions. Take the time out to go ahead and do your research. Think about what Amendment 3, marijuana legalization. Amendment 4, Roe v. Wade.
Five for the fishing rights.
Five for the fishing rights.
Yeah.
And then above all else, do you want a Republican in the House writing the future laws, or do you want a Democrat in the House writing your future laws? Never mind Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. They're going to be the face, the fall guys. That's all they are. Now, granted, that's major. But at the end of the day, if you want to know how you're going to live for the rest of your life, or at least for the rest of this term, strongly pay attention to who you're voting for in the Senate, in the House. Those are the most important things. OG, what you leaving it with, man? Give us some words of wisdom.
I'm just going to tell you, study and show that self approved.
Hey, I like that.
If you don't vote,
then you can't complain.
Hey, that's it.
Y'all been tuned in to Walk of the Walker, man. Y'all stay blessed out there, man. Love.
That's all right. Come on, this damn thing just died on me. I didn't bring a cool.